In elementary school and junior high, I was a bad little boy. You could find me in the principal's office almost every day. I remember my fourth grade teacher telling me, "Joshua, if you don't do your work, I will flunk you." I didn't even know the meaning of the word flunk until the next year when I showed up at a fifth grade class and they told me I was still in the fourth grade. I think that was the moment I stopped caring. After that, no matter how hard I worked, it felt like I would never catch up. By the time I got to middle school, I flunked two more grades. People told me to step my game up, that high school was when it really mattered. So in the 10th grade, I started to get serious about school. For the next 3 years, I did all my work and got better grades. I had dreams of being an artist for Pixar, creating animated movies. But at the end of my senior year, my family started falling apart. I was just 4 credits away from a diploma when my mom sent me out of state to live with my grandma. I never graduated. Now when I get calls from art schools, I don't get excited because I know what they're going to ask me at the end. "Do you have a GED or high school diploma?" "No," I say. "No, I do not." Without a GED, I feel like I only have a 20% chance of finding success, living comfortably and achieving my dreams. I've even been given opportunities to get a GED, but that would mean giving up my part-time job. And without it, I'd have to go back to asking my grandma and aunt for money to buy food and clothes, which I don't want to do. So for now, I'm keeping my job, even though it doesn't pay enough for me to ever get ahead. Without a high school diploma, sometimes life feels like a game I cannot win. With a perspective, I'm Joshua Clayton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.